Radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Holy cow. I think the last time that we were here, you were here.
Yeah.
It's had some days in between.
It's that crazy. It's almost like there's a madness going on right now.
Exactly. Kind of crazy. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter, you can catch Scott. Thank you for coming in today, by the way.
Absolutely.
Since we'll explain here in just a second. He is at @ScottBrower_13.
On the Twitter, yes, I am.
Yes, she is. I am at Steen on Sports. We're also on @HappyHour_SS.
Yes.
More to come on that as well. @1700TheChamp as well. Facebook is @1700TheChamp, and website is 1700TheChamp.com. All the podcasts are up and out, and it's not hard to do when you only have one show. So we kind of got that taken care of.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Somebody took my thing. Somebody took our...
You want me to talk about it?
Yes, you talk about it real quick.
It's called Build My Future. Okay. We'll ride off the shoot. I assume that's the one you're speaking of,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
April 13th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It is a hands-on building trade expo, if you will. They've expanded it where it's not just construction based. They got everything from IT to culinary to police to hotel management, all kinds of good stuff.
But hands-on.
They're going to have, just heard one of the guys today talking about where they're going to park all the buses. I think they're going to have upwards of between 4,000 and 5,000 kids down there, but it is April 13th and you can go to iowaskilltrades.com to get more information on it. And again, it's called Build My Future.
Look at you.
Trust me, I've been around this for a long time. it's a really great thing. Like I said, the governor was there last year. It's a huge deal with our state. It's a huge deal with the lack of tradesmen that we have.
Absolutely.
Or tradespersons, excuse me. But no, it's a big deal. April 13th, iowaskilltrades.com to get more information.
Not minimum wage jobs, folks. These are job jobs. These are big boy jobs.
Highly needed jobs,
yes,
as well.
It's really funny. I took pictures front and back and just kind of sent out to, I don't know, 7 or 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. All 7 and 8 answered right back. Already signed up. So, I mean, it's meaningful.
Yes. The schools are doing a very good job of promoting it as well, because a lot of them bring whoever signs up, gets on the bus, comes down. So it's a good deal.
I'm in. I think it's a great cause. We'll talk about some of our other sponsors. We have Laser Home Services, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and BetMGM. We'll talk about them more for the rest of the week. So for your weekend, including today,
yes,
what is your biggest sports story do you think the audience should hear about?
Oh, our audience? Obviously, I think the number one thing that we should talk about, because it deserves to be talked about, is the Iowa Hawkeyes being the... Oh, I sound like Gary Dolphin there. The Iowa Hawkeyes.
The Iowa Hawkeyes.
But Big Ten champs, win the tournament. That's big.
And it doesn't happen that you have... a school win both their men's and women's championships.
That's pretty darn cool.
It is really cool. Couple of takeaways from the game. Let me throw one at you. If you could take Joe Toussaint and Tony Perkins and make them one person, it'd be a lot of fun. The simple fact that he's almost got it tweaked to the exact right thing is why this is just me. This is my observation. The reason they won that game yesterday is because those two guys together played like a point guard should play on a really good team and did everything.
So you say they were coached properly? Is that what
you're saying? No. I'm just saying that I think he's finally figured out I can't play Tony Perkins 30 minutes a game, 40,
right.
40 or 30, whatever.
Right.
He played him 27. I think he could even play him less.
Right.
And even though Tony Perkins and Joe Toussaint when they step on the court, you might think they play the same. They don't. And it messes people up, and it gives both of them confidence. And both of them are highly active. And I think that is what – and then I added in the third head. And the third head was Peyton Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take those three, they had – what did I do with it? I'll come back to what they had because I wrote it down because it was crazy what they did for that team. But you take those three, they gave you points, they gave you assists, they gave you steals, and no turnovers.
It was good basketball to watch. It was great basketball to watch being from Iowa. I mean, yes. I don't have a lot of the black and gold. My mother-in-law used to make sure I was wearing it, but no, it was good basketball watch. You know, I was going back and forth with you because the first two games in the tournament, I jokingly said, I'm pretty sure Iowa can cover, and they did. And then I just went, uh-oh, I'm scared. My wife said, you know, if they lose because you stop betting, it's your fault. So I like that I was pointed out on that. But no, they just I hadn't heard the name Murray as many times as I did in that span of a weekend too. But it was amazing to hear everything with Jordy Bohannon on It Can't Be Saturday because the bank is open. I heard that a million times.
Yeah, and
but great basketball to watch. A lot.
Jordy Bohannon was on the floor, didn't play particularly well.
Right.
And they still won.
But Bohannon, he's a moment guy. I mean, that's what he does.
So here is, I'm just going to pull it up this way because I can't read my own writing. Imagine that.
It is Monday. I'm not used to being here with Monday.
I know it. Okay. Joe Toussaint had 4 points. He had 4 steals. He had a block. He had a rebound. You add that in with Tony Perkins. He had 11 points and he had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 0 turnovers. I was wrong. Joe Toussaint had 1 turnover. Peyton had 1 turnover. So between the three of them, Peyton Sanford came in 4 for 4, 2 from 2 from 3-point land, 10 points and a steal. So you got 10, 21. You got 25 points, 2 turnovers, and a stellar defensive game by all three.
Absolutely.
And when you look at that, and then you look that Jordy Bohannon was 2 for 8, Keegan Murray was 6 for 16. They didn't play poorly, but it was a
team effort.
It was. Yeah. They only had 17 fouls. Purdue had 22. Now, for everybody out there, here's a little bit of just a dose of medicine just because. And this is the worry. They beat Purdue by 9 points. Purdue had 17 turnovers and didn't shoot particularly well. And still were within, let's say, 6 before they started fouling and shooting free throws. The second part on that is I would rather Iowa would have just kind of eased it because winning the tournament, I don't think changed their seeding. I think they were a 5 no matter what. Exactly. They weren't going anywhere different. And I don't like pundits when they start jumping on the bandwagon because then they jump on the bandwagon and then they get to say, well, you know, I kind of had them on my bandwagon, but, you know, they just lost this game. And I just hate that.
Right.
I just want them
to. You mean all the everybody's got them to the Final Four, the big names.
And here's,
you've seen them. Yeah.
And here's my last one. Yesterday, you saw more of Fran McCaffrey consoling people, talking to people, and not yelling at people, and that be referees, anything. Mm-hmm. And then getting to see him cry and enjoy a moment. Mm-hmm. I like that Fran.
Absolutely.
That Fran can coach my kids any day of the week. The snarly one and who, you know, just is a little tight. Not as much. So all those things working together. And here's the biggest thing of all. And I don't know if I'm going to say his name right. It is Josh Ogundele. Who knew? He came in and gave them how many minutes? He gave them 10 minutes of the most important minutes of anybody has given that team this year, because you had foul trouble on both Murray boys and Rebecca, and he came in and he made buckets and he made a free throw and he blocked a shot, and you're like, okay. You need to.
That was the battle cry, though. I mean, these guys played as a next man up. They played like a team. Fran was there as a rah-rah opposed to the brimstone and fire that he can be sometimes. It was fun basketball to watch.
Now, the thing I don't understand, and this goes to both the Iowa men and women and the Iowa State men and women, as good as they played this year and as good as the records were, Iowa played hot late. Iowa State played hot early. Both women's teams played amazingly. And the way we get, how's a nice way to say screwed on TV or on radio? Oh, I just said it.
Careful, we're not on the podcast yet. So.
No, I'm. They have chances to play each other to get somewhere.
Especially
the women, which is a total humiliating joke to both Iowa State and to Iowa, because that's not the way it should have happened. And it just irritates me. And the other thing that irritates me the most about the weekend is they want you to watch these Sunday games, these championship games. Mm-hmm. And it showed, and you only have to look at one team, and that's Tennessee. It showed none of the guys that were in that room, they had their brackets done, at least on the top six seeds, before Sunday even happened, because they have Tennessee below people that Tennessee should not be below. Tennessee should probably be the number two or number three seed in the country. That's how well they're playing. If you go by their metric that, yes, the beginning of the season is important, Iowa State, but how you finish the season is even more important, yes, Iowa, but you had teams that didn't play well at the end of the season and are blue bloods that got the benefit of the doubt, and Tennessee didn't.
I was going to say, I wish I could say I was surprised, but that's...
No, I'm just saying that's
It's filling slots, matchups.
They brought the guy on. That's the thing. I'm like, if you can't do a better job, sometimes when you have to go on TV and explain what a bunch of corporate ding-dongs just did, guess what they need? They need somebody like you and somebody like me to go on TV. Because I may not give them the answer they want to hear, but I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun doing it.
Exactly.
He sat there and said, you know, the beginning of the season is really important, and the end of the season is really important. And yes, the Sunday championship games are important too. But if you look at all of that, and you look at these three teams, and it was Tennessee, it was Duke, and there was one other. And, you know, it seemed to all of us that these two teams played better, okay? And they had...
When? I mean,
during the whole entire season, if you look at the whole entire season on quad one wins and all that. And as soon as he said it, I mean, he wasn't even done with his interview, and CBS and ESPN both put up the records of all of them, and everything that he just said, not one thing on that list was true.
Right.
Tennessee had better than all of them. And you're like, what kind of idiot just goes out there and spews that stuff when he knows it's wrong? It just drives me crazy.
Like you said, there was things already in place. You know, it was already one through six, one through eight, one through 10 already determined, because you've got to be able to get as much time to plan as it is. And then something like that happens where the proverbial, apple cart gets upset.
And I'm not so sure. I think Iowa State got wronged to a certain extent, because you can't take away the fact they had two really bad losses, but there's a lot of teams that had two. Three bad losses.
I love the Cyclones, but they make me uncomfortable now.
No, I understand. But they also, every single win and almost every single loss was a quad one loss.
Right.
They weren't losing to number 123 in the country.
No.
In the country. I think they should have been an eight because of the conference they played in. And I'll yell at my thing that I have on the conference thing too. I think Iowa got underseeded. I think that 3 weeks ago they would have been 2 weeks ago they'd have been extremely happy with a five.
Right.
I think they might have deserved a four by the way they're playing and how they're going in. Here's the other thing that I'll say: 9 Big Ten teams getting in. So I want your honest opinion. If I came to you and I said that they got nine teams in because they have nine of the best teams in the country. Or I said they got nine teams in because periodically throughout the whole season, all nine of these teams were good at one point and then didn't play as well. So what happened is in the Big Ten, which is one of the Power Fives, you have nine teams that have these records in conference and out of conference. And so we're going to let all nine of those in, where you had more other conferences that had six really good teams. And then you had to go down and fight, because, like Iowa State, when they played their quad one games in the Big 12, those teams beat Iowa State. Mm-hmm. In the Big 10, a lot of those quad one wins that you would thought, they kind of split. One would win here, one would win there. And that's how they got nine teams. I do not think that the Big 10 is the best conference in the country. From top to bottom,
I think your second scenario obviously is to me is the right scenario or what's going on, because they were you know,
I think they have nine peaks. I think they have nine above average teams
that played really good well throughout the year, so therefore
during
they
the
were,
season at some point in
right,
time
right so therefore instead of they seeing, can say it met their matrix that they were saying because right. of that instead which of, then they talk out of the other side of their mouth afterwards
right. Instead of, if you saw me doing my hand now, going up and down yes. and having that kind of heartbeat,
yes.
these guys went more up a little bit and straight across and then down a little bit right. and then up a little bit. They didn't have big ebb and flows.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see. I just don't know who besides Iowa coming out of the Big Ten I'd trust winning a big game.
It's
And I never thought I'd say that, but I said it on radio right here.
Fan base and money.
All right. Segment one down. This is our only time we're going to be here this week.
We'll explain when we come back.
We will. Because we forgot to do that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7champ.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's all of them, all together, right here, right now. A lot of... Wrong one. My phone's ringing. Sorry.
Phone over there.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, two things with every show. You guys say hi to Nana and your phone has to ring once.
I know. So hi, Nana. And my phone rings. They are... I don't even feel. I am so flustered now. I don't even know where we're at. This is Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott's in here with me today, since this is our only day. It's our only day because tomorrow is the first two games of the first four.
Right, the play-in.
And they kick at 5:30. It's not a lot of time to get stuff done because we have to skew commercials around and everything. Then Wednesday, same. Thursday, same, except for they start at 11 o'clock, and Friday as well. So then we'll have to see next Thursday and Friday what time. Right. Usually those are 6:30, so we should be okay. So we'll,
right, long as you, hey, you're paying me the same no matter what. That's all I know.
It's easy money. Yeah.
And who, I mean, just sheer genius having St. Patty's Day, NCAA tournament. I mean.
Isn't that good?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
There's so much productivity that's going to happen Friday. Everyone's business.
It is. You can check us out at Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13. Now that you know you're getting this week and it's starting to get warm, that's when at Happy Hour Sports with _SS is going to start coming into play. When we go out and do some remotes,
get back out to some patios. That's a good time.
Yeah, it is a good time. Today, B Styles is going to come in here today because we didn't have him on last week because we forgot that we had Big Ten games coming on. So he's going to come on at 5:21.
Perfect.
Let's see. What else do I have? I'll give you the rundown. I'll just start here. First four games, 1 and 2, Tuesday, Wednesday. First round, quadruple header on Thursday and Friday start at 11 a.m. Same for Saturday and Sunday. Think about that, folks. You get eight games Thursday, eight games Friday, eight games Saturday, eight games Sunday. That's heaven.
That's on this station.
This on this station and on TV. I mean, you get right. you well, still get, though, eight, I mean, you that, get that's... eight and a you know you get some halves in there you know too. So a lot of fun to be had. This segment will be brought to you by Laser Home Services. I got to click on Laser Home Services here. And here it comes. They will take care of all your heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. You can give them a call at 515-758-7684. You can schedule online by going to laserhomeservices.com. They do that as well. Great customer service. You're going to trust from the minute that you call. You're going to trust the person that you're talking to help you set up your appointment, to your service tech coming in and telling you what your problem is. The fact that they make sure that you have all the details and the dollar amount that it's going to take to fix is going to be upfront. They fix it, they clean up, and they go away, and you get a phone call asking how they did. This is what your charges are. How would you like to do that? I mean, it's the way, if you were starting a company yourself and you had to do stuff like that, because it's stuff that's needed, that's how you'd want people to treat you. They treat you like family, and that's why we enjoy having them on the show. Once again, 515-758-7684. Saturday, at the aforementioned Nana and my wife Jen, we're so excited because we had someone coming to clean our air ducts.
Oh, yeah.
They were so excited that they forgot that they had that scheduled and planned something else and were gone for the day. So I was the one that got to stay there with them. And it was pretty cool, actually.
It's interesting the way they do it.
Yeah. And negative air and positive air. And then it was fascinating, except for it was like 25 degrees. And to get the positive and negative air, you have doors open. And it was, DJ and I were quite cold.
That's awesome.
No, but it was pretty fun. And they did a great job, too. So kudos to them. And it's not easy, you know. And the funniest thing of all, and you know Jen well enough, and you know Nana well enough, too. That's the first thing when they came home. Well, what'd they do here? What'd they do there? I didn't watch them. What do you mean you didn't watch them? You didn't see if they did it? Well, I could hear them doing it. I didn't have to watch them. Yeah. It's so funny. And I'm like, yep.
Did they do it correctly?
Yep.
They sure did.
Sure did. It looked like it to me. All right. So we talked a little bit about the Hawkeyes. I mean, it was a lot of fun to see all of that happen. It took Tom Brady not even 8 weeks. I think it's only been 40 days. 40 days. Him and Jesus. Mm-hmm. He came back to the promised land on his 40th day. I think he's looking around in the NFC and going, I still only have to beat Aaron Rodgers. And they're going to get me weapons. So, yeah.
Yep. The center was going to go be there with Joe Burrow and said, nah, I'll go back to Tom.
Yeah. It's very interesting to see.
Okay. I'll ask you. I mean, was it that? Did you look and go, no, I can still do this? I'm still the weapon in the NFC. Obviously, it's never been the money for him. He takes less money to build a team around him for one more Super Bowl. What was the big one that pushed him over to make him come back?
I think the simple fact that the NFC got to place the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. Oh, you know what? I'll do better this time. I think the reason that he...
No, Bengals are AFC.
I know. I'm just saying they beat the NFC.
Okay. Gotcha.
So to get to the Super... I mean, to win the Super Bowl, all they had to do was beat the Bengals. I think he...
For the Rams.
Yeah.
To beat the Bengals. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I think that Bruce Arians wore on him, because Tom and Bruce Arians do not... Tom Brady likes Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
He likes that guy. And Bruce Arians is a 180 from that guy. Right. Hey, Bruce. Bruce is me. Like, hey, we need to coach and prepare. Okay. I'm in. I'll do that. When are you going to do it? I will get to it. Yes. But we're still going to play good. But, yeah, no. And Bill Belichick was regimented on everybody but Tom, but he didn't have to do that with Tom
because Tom's already. Yeah, for himself was already regimented.
And I think that he saw that and he's like, the LA Rams won that Super Bowl but probably might not should have won the Super Bowl. Right. And I think he'll do things differently. I think he'll tweak his body a little differently and say, hey, I don't need to be really good early. We just need to eke out some games. And instead of thinking I have to be here and work your way up and then maybe we can relax a little bit, maybe I'm just going to, you know, slowly do that and really listen to my body and maybe even take a couple of games and say, hey, if we lose this game, I don't care. I don't need to get hit 19 times.
Right.
So maybe I skip that game or I don't know exactly, but I think.
All right. So you're putting your chips in that he is going to be relevant one more time.
I don't see how he can't be relevant and come back. That's just not him. I just think that he went home and he's like, holy crap, I don't know if I can do this. I got to have something.
Well, I think he went home and said, I don't need to do this.
No, and I think that's the reason that he said, I don't need the money.
Right.
I don't need any of that. And maybe he thought that he screwed up. And you know, if I'm going to retire, I should give the NFL the benefit of the doubt. And if I'm going to retire, I'm going to tell somebody I'm going to retire and I can go to these places and be nice to fans. I don't know. I don't know what other reason you come back. He has no reason to come back. No one's touching his record. He's going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, are you Russell Wilson become Bronco? Are you on board with that or not?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What's my number one thing?
You love defensive coordinators for coaches, for head coaches.
I mean, Pete Carroll. I mean, that's what you hear from people. Well, Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll didn't get along, and Pete Carroll just didn't want it. And yeah, he didn't get along because he didn't let him do anything. He's Russell Wilson.
Right.
No, I think that's a really good thing. I think that, to be honest with, if you brought Nathaniel Hackett in and you gave him truth serum and you said you could have a 38 going to be 39 Aaron Rodgers, or you can have a 33-year-old Russell Wilson for less money, not the cap hit,
right,
and all of that, and you didn't have to give up as much as what you thought, what would you do? Oh, I'll take Russell Wilson.
Right.
He's mobile. And when he's had a team and he's won games that he's supposed to. I like Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't won a big game for a while.
I think he's holding the team for ransom for $200 million for 4 years.
I mean,
how could you buy weapons to surround yourself with if all the money goes to one?
Yeah,
I'm
glad you said that. So you have Aaron Rodgers, and I agree with you. He's holding them hostage. If Aaron Rodgers is holding them hostage for $200 million, is Kirk Cousins like the Antichrist? Because he's so far in his career, that's not counting this new contract, he's made $231 million.
I'd like to meet his agent, because evidently his agent is a wonderful negotiator.
They could have let him walk for 25, and they go, well, no, he's not that bad. So instead of bringing him back for 25, we'll bring him back and guarantee him 53.
I can't say I can list off three big games for Kirk Cousins either. So.
I don't know if he's ever had a big game they've won.
My biggest, most intriguing thing is the possibility of Trubisky going to the Steelers.
I think it's a good pick.
Because I need to know, was Nagy the problem or was Mitch the problem?
I absolutely think Nagy was the problem. And I absolutely think that he is the anti-Ben.
Yeah.
Except they have one thing in common. Sometimes their passes aren't great. Here's the thing that they do not have in common. When Ben got in trouble, Ben got sacked, and that was the cause of the offense being so poor the last 4 years. When Mitch Trubisky gets in trouble, he's going to run. And Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky.
Right, exactly.
Come on. I mean, that's a no-brainer there, and that's not very much money, so they get to keep more players.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I think that's a really good one.
The whole Teddy Bridgewater signing a one-year deal behind Tua. I guess they just need he's an okay backup.
He's a great backup. You know what? And I've told you this from day one. Tua needs somebody in his ear to help him understand what it is to be a good quarterback. And Teddy Bridgewater has had a career of that. I mean, of being that voice. I mean, when you saw Teddy Bridgewater, and his leg going one way and then his foot going the other way, and neither one of them were good, and he came back from that.
Right.
I think that's a good lead, and I think that Mike McDaniel knows that. Okay, I can only teach him so much. I need someone else to help reinforce what I'm doing, and right. I know Teddy Bridgewater because he's kind of learned under the same thing that I want to try to do. I think, and I could be totally wrong, but I think he is going to be such a good coach. I'm so excited for you because you're a Dolphins fan.
Well, I love the new breed of NFL coach, the young guy with the magic wand and the energy, and it's going to be interesting to see when it works and when it doesn't work.
And you can't fluster the guy. They try. The reporters tried the first three times, yeah. And they'd ask him a really silly question, and he'd sit and stare at him and kind of smile at him, and more and more, and they're ready to ask another question. He goes, oh, yeah, okay, because he thought it through.
Right.
He's not going to just spout things off. That's not the way he does.
Yeah.
He said that even though his mom is white and his dad is black, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to talk about it.
Right.
I could sit here and talk about it and run circles around you guys on what my life's been like, but I'm really good, and my parents are really good, and right. I'm not going to talk about it as a negative or a positive. They were right. my parents.
Exactly.
It's no different than your parents and no different than my parents. And as soon as he said that, I was even a bigger fan. And
well, like I said, all my 49ers buddies are like, oh, you got a good one.
Yeah.
And so to hear that, that's good.
Okay, here's... go ahead.
So, all right. So I'm anxious to see who comes back or they build around Brady, because I think that he knows, yeah, I got a pretty good path if we just do it right and we're there ready for the playoffs, and then we can do what we need to do through the playoffs.
I have a feeling that Jarvis Landry may be heading that way.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be a really good pickup. I mean, that's Antonio Brown with no baggage. And he's used to...
He's got a carry-on or two, but it's not a lot of baggage.
He's used to having Baker Mayfield, so instead of holding my hand out and it hitting my knee, when I hold my hand out...
Leave Baker alone. He tries.
Tom Brady's going to throw it through my hand. I don't think Gronk will go back. I think Gronk is... It's painful for me to watch Gronk, and I know that he's still athletic and all that, but he just looks like one... Somebody's going to hit him wrong, and he's just going to go, okay, Dom, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. This is stupid.
I'm done. It hurts. I don't like it.
You can't give me enough money, and you, no, I'm not. And no, I'm not dating Gazelle's sister anymore. So there you go.
Exactly.
No, it's going to be interesting. I think the NFC is still wide open, even though Aaron Rodgers came back. And now Devontae Adams going, yeah, I'm not playing for the tag. So if you're playing me, you're paying me. And I don't think Aaron thought that was going to happen either. I think he might have misdiagnosed that a little bit. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
Billie Jean King was in fifth grade when she started playing tennis. She won 20 titles at Wimbledon and triumphed at the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, and the French Open. By 1966, she was ranked the number one female tennis player in the world. Fighting for pay equality for women in tennis, she was challenged to a battle of the sexes match by champion Bobby Riggs. King won all three sets.
We're changing things for women.
We salute Billie Jean King.
Listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13. You can check us out on Facebook as well at 1700 The Champ. This next segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's a great bank with great people. A lot of banks can say that, and I could probably believe that. I know enough people that I know this one for sure. Go in, tell them Steen sent you, open up an account, and see what they can do for you. They'll take care of any of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, insurance. They'll take care of all of that for you. It's quick. It's easy. I had one of the boys that sent in did his app for a new home loan today. So pretty excited about that. And, you know,
one of your children?
Yes. So heading towards adulthood, which is
on a rocket sled,
which is kind of cool. It is. And this is one of the things that's happening right now. And I mean, it was really quick to they texted back and forth. They shot things back and forth and mm-hmm. boom, it's done. And it's not, you know, mm-hmm. you don't go in and have to show them all these papers and stuff. It's pretty easy.
Yep.
Right now, they have specials. You can use the equity in your home to remodel, plan a vacation, pay off debt, and more. It's your cash for any reason. Apply online today. Have to check that out as well. But it's Northwest Bank. It's great people, and it is commitment that you can bank on. I'm glad to have them as a sponsor and sponsor.
What is their website? Is it just northwestbank.com?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Sorry.
Yep. Yep. And just talk to
another sponsor?
No, just talk to T on. But it's today, Friday. And okay.
Today's Monday. I know. Yeah, throwing you off.
Renewed. Poof.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you knew that already because we had talked about it.
Oh, yes, Northwest Bank has re-upped the opportunity to be a sponsor on this lovely show.
Absolutely. Kind of cool.
And we thank them for that.
So, where to go from here? I got a couple of things for you. You're a Chicago Cubs fan, right?
Yeah. I'm a baseball fan.
You're a baseball fan. I saw this today. Chris Bryant to the Colorado Rockies. That'd be a nice bat to have in a little bit of high altitude.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Doesn't do a lot for the signed Chris Bryant jersey that just showed up at our house with a Cubs logo on it. But anyway.
Yeah, interesting stuff out there. We talked a little bit. Mitch Trubisky going to the Steelers. We talked about Kirk Cousins a little bit.
Heard rumor that there's a pretty good chance Rizzo's coming back.
I could see that. I would think right this very second that the Yankees would do a lot to try to get him to come back there because they lost a couple of left-handed hitters. But
no, I just, my buddy named his dog Rizzo, and he's a Cubs fan. He really wants Rizzo back.
Rizzo
so.
Needs to come back. I want to try to. I'm looking at all these guys signing today in football, and it leads me to. I heard people today talking about baseball owners, so the new new owner of the New York Mets, and it is.
Yeah.
Cohen is the last name.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, listen. This is my money, and he has a lot of it, mm-hmm. and is like, I don't give a crap if the other owners get mad at me because I'm spending above and beyond them, and I have to pay a luxury tax. He was like, pretty much today, told the other owners that a
luxury tax.
Thank you, is like tipping people at a hotel to him. So. Baseball owners were up in arms about it, and they came out today. The smallest net worth of an owner in Major League Baseball is like $3 billion. Mm-hmm. And so when they were talking today, and it was on, I'll give them props. I listen to Mike Greenberg, Greeny, every mm-hmm. I listen. I flip. And he said, here's what you have to remember. This is the reason they give out – when they say billionaires, they give out the second part. Like, he has $60.5 billion. And he goes, just for everybody out there, remember that the 0.5, it's like $5. Mm-hmm. It's $500 million. Mm-hmm. Every time they say, oh, you know, I went from 6.2 to 6.7, and we all go, huh, that's nice. That's $500 million.
They say the luxury tax is going to get nicknamed after him, the Cohen tax.
The Cohen tax. He's like, yeah. I don't care. Yeah. If I can get people to come here and play, he goes, yeah, and I have nice weather here, and yeah. So baseball thought maybe they, you know, the owners thought maybe they got one over. They forgot that they didn't get one over on one of their own, and he's like, if you don't want to pay your guy, I'll pay him.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's a no, drop. It's a drop in the bucket.
Doing a quick little read on that. I mean, yep, that's pretty much
just
what
think
he's
about
saying.
That. For him to lose half is $500 million. He could have a $500 million payroll.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? Do something to stop it.
But we've seen before, just because you can buy the best players does not mean they meld together as a team.
I totally agree with that. Let's see. One of the things that we are going to try to do, and we're not going to have the time to do it on air. I thought if we had another day that we could do our picks on the men's and women's tournament. So we'll have to do that.
Oh, the brackets?
The brackets. So we'll have to do that. We'll have to snap a picture of it and just so they can do that. Or you can, I got some new equipment the other day, and I think we're going to try.
Podcast equipment.
Gotcha. Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. You made me blush.
No.
So I think we may do some podcast on this too. One of the things, the reason I brought that up, I mean, I enjoy doing this. One of the things that ESPN said at the beginning of all this is that they're trying to do better about having the capability of giving the women's national championship and the brackets and all that, give it a higher regard
right,
to say
it, exactly.
you're not
burying it on a third channel. It's going to get the marquee that it deserves.
And so then they have their tournament show yesterday, and it was 45 minutes late because they were doing the other one still. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't get to all of it. So they kind of just threw it all up there, and people started, you know, saying, they're like, you know, like, well, what do you want us to do? And we're like, well, we want you to do what you said you were going to do, and that is to treat them equally. Yes. And
put some time and effort into what you're talking about.
Somebody came out, and this is, you know how I feel about this sometime, and they're like, well, this happened to be Darren Rovell, who a lot of people, ESPN guy, breaks news. You either love him or hate him. I mean, he has no middle ground. He wears people out. He said, well, the problem is the women get less coverage during March Madness because there's less madness, fewer upsets, and the brackets are predictable. It's just not the same product, and you're going to have to live with it. And
wow.
So okay. Carolyn Fitzgerald is one of the people that are working, trying to work with everybody to try to do this, said, okay, no, women get less coverage during March Madness because the NCAA has deliberately chosen over the years to underinvest in the women's tournament, despite the data that proves that left money on the table in doing so, because they just didn't want to have to deal with it. And it said that this is not having people from ESPN or from anywhere coming out and saying statements like that. Now, if you went backwards and you went, we've given the women's tournament and the men's tournament or anything, golf, anything you want to do, we've given them equal representation. And the women's has failed because it just doesn't draw the fans. I would be the first one sitting in here going, okay, we just need to figure out more ways to get more fans. I've seen Championship Sunday in women's basketball and seen all the seats filled.
Oh, absolutely.
So somewhere along the line, at no point in time has it ever been equal distribution of amenities or any of that. And so if that's going to be their thing, well, the reason that we just can't do this is because they just don't have the same this. Well, they don't have the same this because every time they get close, you'd either spend twice as much money that you were already spending on the men to make it better, or you just knock them down a few pegs. Yeah. I can't let that go anymore.
I'm excited for Friday.
We got
a 3 o'clock game. We got the Iowa ladies against the Illinois State. We got Iowa State men at 6:20, and then we got the Iowa State gals at 9 o'clock. That's a lot of basketball. It's gonna be a good Friday.
It's awesome, and you know that's kind of what we're looking for. And I don't, even if people don't agree with me and you don't think it's as good, we're never gonna know. You know what? The Olympics had to change. I mean, Olympics would show men's sports and get nothing, and then show women's sports and through the roof. And right. So they changed their whole dynamic. Right. And now it's
who's watching and when's watching. Exactly.
Exactly. That's what happens. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott and I will be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.